Hotel presents one full hour of entertainment direct from the 20th Century Fox Studios in Hollywood, California, with Dick Powell as your master of ceremonies.
Sweetheart, there must be happiness ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dick Powell greeting you from soundstage number 6 in the 20th Century Fox lot in Westwood Hills, good old California. You've seen the stars at play in the Orchid Room of Hollywood Hotel. We've shown them gathered at one of their brilliant premieres, the Grom's Chinese Theater. You've wanted to see them at work, to see how movies are made, to watch the actual shooting of a picture, songs being written, dance routines and rehearsal. Well, here we are, and you can't say the Orchid Room doesn't get around. Tonight is the preview of One in a Million, directed by Sidney Lanfield, with lovely Sonia Haney, Olympic skating champion in her screen debut, with Adolphe Manjou, Arlene Judge, Leah Ray, the Ritz Brothers, Bora Minovich, and a host of others. And in their honor, Daryl Zanuck's efficient and imaginative staff have transformed the entire soundstage into a huge skating ring. We're up here on the stage, and the audience, well, they're sort of down there on the ice. Skating around among them are Ken Niles and Luella Parsons with portable mics, ready to pick up and bring you the voices of as many of your favorites as they can reach in that crowd. Want to hear them, huh? Yeah. All right, Ken and Luella, take it away.
Well, here we are, Luella, right down here with all the glorious men and women. Let's have a
I've never seen so many beautiful ladies and such handsome gentlemen. Hello, Tyrone. I haven't seen you since, well, just last week in Lloyd's of London.
Well, I wouldn't miss this, Luella. You couldn't keep me away.
There's my pal, Jean Herzog. How are your 5 girlfriends, the Quints?
They're getting bigger and better every day, Luella.
And Jimmy Sturt is our live and breathe. Jimmy, will you say a word?
Not too loud with my name, Luella. I'm playing hockey from the 7th Heaven set.
I won't tell Daryl, will you? You won't tell him either, will you, Virginia?
No. Hello, Luella.
Hello. Hello, Loretta, darling. I'm so glad to see you. Will you? Did you play hockey, too?
No, darling, but I am playing hooky for my Christmas shopping today.
Oh, well, I know that everybody will remember by you. Oh, hello, June, dear. How are you? Say, June, would you mind giving me the date of your marriage to Victor McLaughlin so I can have an exclusive on the air? Oh, I didn't mean Victor McLaughlin. I meant Victor Orsatti. You know me. I always make mistakes. That's Luella.
Oh, Luella, we really don't know yet.
Will McLaughlin be surprised?
Well, here's Victor. Is McLaughlin going to be mad, and is Victor going to be glad? There's my cute little Dixie Dunbar. Say, Dixie, is it true what they say about all your boyfriends?
You can't believe everything you hear about Dixie, Miss Parsons.
I've only heard nice things. And there's Mike. How are you, Mike Whalen?
I'm fine, Luella. When I used to dress this way all the time, they wouldn't let me in a place like this. Now they pay me for it.
All right, Mr. Whalen. And there's Edie Adams, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
All I can say is don't miss One in a Million.
Oh, Luella, we've got to hurry backstage.
Oh, well,
there.
I know.
There,
say hello. Hello, everybody.
That's Jane with us.
Now we've got to go backstage, Luella. Take it away, Dick Powell.
Luella, if you'll excuse me, we'll take it up here and give it to Raymond Page. The time that we've allotted you has sort of passed by, and the makers of Campbell Soups present Raymond Page and his orchestra and a musical salute to 20th Century Fox and its guiding genius, Daryl Zanuck. Play, Raymond.
Thank you.
This is Ken Niles speaking. Well, stand by, everybody. In a few minutes, Dick is going to take you through the 20th Century Fox Studios. Well, I'd like to take you on a trip where they make those other producers of enjoyment Campbell soups. Backstage scenes are always interesting. And believe me, the bright Campbell kitchens with their grand meats and vegetables and chickens, their white-hatted chefs and their immaculate solid nickel kettles are indeed something to see and remember. And one of the most interesting sights is when they make that superb Campbell's tomato soup, the world's most popular of all soups. You know, in movies, they talk of the picture being in the can when it's finished, speaking of the can that holds the film. So it's the picture in the can that counts, just as it's the soup in the can that counts. And you can serve the soup that's our master presentation, Campbell's tomato soup, on your table in a jiffy anytime. It's the greatest piece of color work for hungry appetites I know of. A thrilling four-star moving picture of flavor that your family will want to see and enjoy again and again. So, for a grand showing, why not ask your grocer tomorrow for Campbell's tomato soup? Well, now, Dick, how about our visit through the studio?
Righto, Ken. How you feeling down there on the ice, huh? A little shivery, huh? Want to get back in circulation? How about a trip around the lot?
Yes, sir, with Warner Brothers' white-haired boy as our guide.
Now, look out there, Ken, but why not? Since making thanks a million for Daryl Zanuck, I feel as much at home here as I do in my own lot. All right, Raymond's changed to a march tempo. Get in step, everybody. We're on a tour of the 20th Century Fox Studios. Do you like it, Jenny?
Dick, I had no idea it was like this. Streets, sidewalks, lampposts, traffic rules.
Look out, Jenny!
And people who break them.
Oh, that's just a film boy on his way to the Jeeves set. They're shooting today.
What's that set over there, Dick?
Well, that's no set, Jenny. That's the administration building. Telephone, powerhouse, library, ice plant, and...
And look, Dick, a blacksmith shop.
Just a one-horse town.
Come on, you MGM loyalists.
Dick, those ships.
Yes, those are nice ships. They were used in Lords of London, the battle scene between Nelson and the French fleet.
There's an interesting set, Dick.
That's a street, a New Orleans street for Barbara Stanwyck's picture, Banjo on My Knee.
Oh.
And right across the way is a French street they built for the Simon Stewart picture, Seventh Heaven.
They don't care anything about geography around here, do they?
Dick, there's stage 5 where you made thanks a million, remember?
Remember? Why, Francis, how could I forget? I was born without a silver spoon, but in my heart I had a golden tune. And I find that I don't mind a thing if folks will let me sing. I've got a pocket full of sunshine and a heart full of song. And when I see you, all I want to do is pass it along, pass it along. I'm sitting high on a hilltop, tossing all my troubles to the moon, where the breeze seems to say, don't you worry, things are bound to pick up pretty soon. The skies may be a little cloudy, but the world can't go wrong. While you've got a pocket full of sunshine and a heart full of song, here beneath the sky on the hilltop, seems to me the world is all in tune. I forget all the hustle and hurry, tossing all my troubles to the moon. Well, 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 what's the matter, boys?
We've got a little complaint here, Dick.
Little complaint, huh? Well...
While you sit on a hilltop,
yes,
tossing troubles to the moon, we just sit down in the cellar and rehearse.
Oh, I see, it's mutiny.
It's a cinch we're gonna have a nervous breakdown pretty soon, cause that Niles is nuts and Raymond Page is worse.
I don't see why you're complaining.
You don't see why we're complaining. If you had to play for Raymond Page, you'd know.
Oh. Well, at least he pays you weekly.
That's a fact.
He pays us weekly.
Very weekly.
Very weekly.
Ain't it so?
Well, boys, your salary, of course, is enough to pay your rent and laundry bill.
Let's give 3 cheers for our bosses. We never liked them and we always will.
For musicians with positions like you fellas, I'm surprised. Would you rather be a salesman or a clerk?
Yeah, so while you sit on your hilltop, we'll go right down to the hop shop on our instruments and really go to work.
Now don't be foolish, fellows. Cheer up. The skies will be sunny.
Our salary is just 3 weeks late today.
Well, I wouldn't worry.
cheer up. You might get your money.
He may be right.
He is.
Well, then come on, let's play.
Oh, it's much sweet in the evening.
Sweet.
When you've had a busy afternoon.
Busy afternoon.
Sitting high, high, high on a hilltop.
Tossing all my troubles to the moon.
See, Fausto, Fausto. Tossing all my troubles to the moon. Baby, Bebel.
Tossing all my troubles to the moon.
Well, we'll talk about that later, boys, but let's get on, huh?
Dick, what's that red light over the door? Well,
that's one of the sound stages. They're shooting.
What picture?
Step Lively, Jeeves, with Arthur Treacher, Alan Dinehart, and George Gibbon.
Can we go in?
Sure, but you'll all have to be very quiet. All right, now.
Shh.
That's Gene Ford, the director.
Jeeves, you're seated on the park bench. Boys, you and Cedric are two confidence men who are using Jeeves in one of your schemes. You both walk up to him and stare intently into his eyes. Jeeves, you register complete bewilderment.
I shall be most horribly bewildered, I assure you.
All right. Ready.
Quiet!
Roland.
Action.
Speed.
All right. Hello.
The eyes. Look at that eyes and that ears. That schnoz. Ha, there could be no other schnoz like that.
Impossible, and yet you may be right.
I beg your pardon, gentlemen.
We beg your pardon, but your name is Jeeves, isn't it?
It is Rupert Bedgwick, Jeeves.
I told you, Cedric, he is our man.
What amazing luck. What a piece of incredible good fortune. Your hand, sir, let me congratulate you.
But, gentlemen, really,
We've been searching for you for months.
I haven't time to tell you of the extensive research we've made, but we have absolute proof that you are the direct descendant of Sir Francis Drake.
And the heir to millions.
Sir Francis Drake, millions? Impossible. You're making a mistake, gentlemen. For three generations, the men of my family have been in service. My grandfather was a gentleman's gentleman to Lord...
What's three generations? This dates back three centuries.
To Queen Elizabeth's time.
Gentlemen, I have no idea, but...
But you had an aunt, didn't you?
Of course I had an aunt.
What
Everybody had an aunt.
What was her name?
Oh, must I, gentlemen?
I'm sorry, but you must.
Well, her name was Honoria Dibble.
Dribble, that's right. And her husband's name was?
Well, the Jeeves and the Bedricks were never on close terms with the Dibbles. My aunt Honoria Dibble was never married, as far as I know.
That's right. But her mother was, and she had a father. Do you question that? No.
No.
And that man's father, what do you know about him? What does anybody know about him? Even his wife. But his mother, she knew, and she had a grandmother. You doubt that? Look.
A family tree, sir.
The Drake line. Here we are, 1592. Here's Francis Drake. And now we're in the 17th century.
1662.
1663, right?
Right.
All right. Here's a branch of the Badgers. You see? Here it trails away, right? Oh, but look here. What's this? A dibble.
A dibble, sir?
A dribble on the Drake tree.
But here the line divides. Drake has circled the globe. He stops in the West Indies. What happens? He has no son. But does he or doesn't he?
I'm sure I couldn't say, sir.
Look on the tree, the first Honoria Badgwick. Badgwick, mind you. And there is a son. And what's this? Henry Gulliver Dibble, 1702.
As simple as 2 and 7 are 10. This branch comes straight down here, to right here.
The last twig, sir.
And that twig is you, right?
Right.
All right.
Cut. Well, where did all this gang come from? Hello, Dick.
Why, hello, Mr. Ford. Just showing a few million guests around.
Mr. Treacher, you were wonderful.
If you don't mind, the name is Treacher.
Well, teacher or teacher, you're still wonderful.
Skip it. Let's dance, shall we?
All right.
Wances.
You do the darndest thing, little baby.
You're referring to me?
But oh, you're so doggone cute with it all.
Personally, I'd be frightfully glad to clip your wings. Baby.
I'm flying so high, I'm due for a fall.
I know it's presumptuous, but you know your ups-to-daisy attitude, begging pardon, absolutely slays me.
And I'm almost afraid. You're driving me crazy.
Well, I must be touched in the head.
La-di-da.
La-di-da, you make the most amazing noises, baby. But definitely
but
you're so
no
toppingly
cute
with it all.
And very nice, you two. Back into the street, everybody. There's still a lot of ground to cover. Don't get lost, Jenny.
I won't. What's that? Is that across the way?
Well, that's one of the New York streets. The picture I'm doing here on the avenue.
A trolley car. Oh, let's go for a ride.
Well, you wouldn't go very far. That's the shortest trolley line in the world. Runs under its own power, but only for a half a block.
Where do we go now, Dick? Let's try this door and see what happens.
It's Jack Haskell rehearsing some of the dance numbers for on the avenue. We'll sneak in, huh?
Come on, step on it. Lucille,
Watch that break. Esther. Geneva, Geneva, watch that spin. You're on your toes instead of on your feet. Come on, that's the idea. Jean, the tempo. Girl, Jean, tempo. Esther, what are you gawking at? What's all the gawking for? Come on, honey.
Well, something, Dick. Oh, come on.
Well, all right. I hate to break this up, but what'll it be, huh?
Oh, something nice.
Well, nice? Like, for instance, what?
Oh, like, for instance, you know, something sweet and pretty.
Like, believe me, of all those endearing young charms.
Yeah, that's it. Would you, Dick?
Well, I've been waiting a year for someone to ask me to sing that. Even the introduction's pretty, huh?
Believe
me, if all those endearing young charms which I gaze on so fondly today were to change by tomorrow and feed in my arms like the fairy gifts fading away, thou would still be adored as this moment thought. Let thy loveliness fade as it will. And around the dear ruin, each wish of mine
that kind of singing. Maybe you'd like to hear Jenny sing One Fine Day for Madame Butterfly, huh?
Oh, we'd love that.
Imagine those kids, Jenny, when they get a chance to ask for music, see what they pick.
Mm-hmm.
Nice cinema song.
Come on.
che mi dava il souvenir. Questo miracolo eterno,
Thank you, General. So you like that, huh? Now, I suppose if Igor Gorin were to sing Kazbek, huh? All right, Raymond, serve it up. Igor Gorin. One more stop to make before we go back to our stage. Now, quiet, everybody. Quiet now.
Where are we, Dick?
Well, this is the Sanctum Sanctorum. Here, in through this first door. Now, if you'll all behave, we'll give you a glimpse of...
Santa Claus.
Well, yes. To a lot of people, he is Santa Claus.
Who, Dick?
One of Screenland's most able producers. A great showman, a tireless worker, and one of the best-liked fellas in Hollywood.
Daryl Zanuck.
Yes, and we wouldn't dare come as far as this if Luella Parsons weren't with us. Come here, Luella. You go first.
All right, Dick. Here we go.
Now, quiet now, and I'll open the door to his workshop. That's Henry King, who directed Lords of London. He's now directing Seventh Heaven over near the piano with Lou Pollock and Sidney Mitchell, songwriters.
No, boys, I'm sorry, but that one won't do at all. It's a nice tune, but it isn't just what I want. After all, Seventh Heaven, it's a simple story. What it needs is simple music. I want something beautiful, a nice sentiment that everybody can understand and a tune that people are going to remember.
Well, we've got another one, Mr. Kagan. Maybe we'll like this one better.
How does it go?
How does it go?
Well, it goes something like this, Mr. King. Seventh heaven is in your eyes.
Lou, you're murdering it. Look, Mr. King, we brought Tony Morton along. If it's all right with you, I'd like him to sing it, so you'll at least know what it sounds like.
All right, go ahead, Tony.
Two hearts in love are far above all earthly mortals. They tread the clouds far from the crowds. When you're with me, we seem to be at heaven's portals. In seventh heaven, I want to soar forevermore. Seventh heaven will always be seventh heaven.
That door unlocked.
Oh, Henry King, you wouldn't come to us, so here we are, Daryl Zanuck. Won't you say a few words into this little microphone?
Now that you've got me cornered, I don't see how I can get out of it.
I know how it is, Daryl. After 5 years, I'm just scared to death myself.
It is customary whenever a moving picture company is successful to give the praise and credit on an occasion like this to the producers. But I want you to know that the credit actually belongs to the writers, the directors, the artists, and all of the workers who have contributed in the development of 20th Century Fox. It is their loyal cooperation and sincere collaboration that has made the 20th Century Fox trademark a world symbol for better moving pictures. On behalf of our president, Mr. Sidney R. Kent, and the chairman of our board, Mr. Joseph M. Skenk, and on behalf of all of the workers of 20th Century Fox Studio, and through the courtesy of Hollywood Hotel, I bid you welcome to Movie Tone City.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Zanuck. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known the production chief of this studio for many years. In fact, I made my first picture for him while he was still associated with Warner Brothers. His is one of the most amazing careers in Hollywood. Starting as a writer, he branched out to direction and production and was never satisfied until he had this studio of his own to carry out his ideas, original ideas. Country Doctor, Thanks a Million, Ramona, Sing Baby Sing, Pigskin Parade, Banjo on My Knee, and Lords of London are only a few of his recent successes. And now let's go back a little way in his career. Remember the Follies Bergère with Maurice Chevalier and Ann Southern? And that little song about the sun shining, there's no pining, your hat's lined with a silver lining. You're happy when you're singing a happy song. The birds singing and bells ringing, and you'll find what a joy they're bringing, cause you're happy when you're singing a happy song.
When trouble troubles you,
sing, it,
sing baby,
nice.
Sing. Do like a bird is due, sing, baby, sing. When cold winter comes and they are all out of crumbs,
poor little birdies, they ain't eatin'.
But that tweet, tweet, tweetin', oh, 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 don't you know, a song a day keeps me no Mr. Bloom away.
Francis, hard luck don't like music with that certain swing.
So swing while you sing, baby, sing.
When did you leave heaven?
I am only human, but you are so divine. When did you leave heaven?
it is really he I know. Love will tell. One thing I am certain of, as sure as there's heaven above, when I find the one I love, I know.
A million thanks to you for everything that love could bring. You brought me.
Troubled you. Sing, baby, sing. Do like the birdies do. Sing, baby, sing.
A million thanks to you.
Stage 6, ladies and gentlemen, our tour of the studio is over, but we still have our preview. And while the gay crowd is getting back into the seats, we bring you Ken Nile.
Only 7 days to Christmas now, and oh, how slowly they're going to pass for the youngsters. But oh, how quickly they're going to gallop by for the grown-up members of the family. These are the days when everyone wants to be at his or her own cheerful best, ready to do things and go places without getting tired. Well, here's one thing I know that will cheer you up way down deep inside and give you quick energy that won't soon play out. Most of you know what I mean. Campbell's Tomato Soup. And it will be on more tables tomorrow than will any other soup that's made. First, it's so easy to prepare. It's ready in a jiffy. And then it's so easy to look at with its inviting, cheery, Christmassy appearance. Yes, and Campbell's Tomato Soup is mighty easy to eat, too. And it's so nourishing as well. That's because of the superb tomatoes that are specially grown for it, and the fine table butter that's in it, and the exclusive recipe which Campbell's famous chefs follow so carefully to give you the brightest, smoothest, most delicious tomato soup you've ever tasted. Its distinctive flavor has never been equaled. Be sure to have it often these cold, busy days. Why not serve it tomorrow? I promise you'll enjoy every delightful spoonful. Remember to say to your grocer in the morning, Campbell's Tomato Soup, please.
And now for the high spot of our evening's entertainment. Luella, you don't need any introduction to the studio. You know your way around this lot as well as anyone in Hollywood. And from what I gather, you're most welcome. I got that straight from Daryl Zanuck himself. Our First Lady of Hollywood, Luella Parsons.
Well, here we are. I guess this is one time the hostess thanks to Daryl Zanuck. And for that matter, thanks to him also for a bright new star. You know, Daryl plays no favorites. He takes his stars from every walk of life. He gave us the Quints, remember. And tonight, from the world of sports, he gives us Sonia Henie, 3-time winner at the Olympic Games and the prettiest thing that ever wore skates. Not only pretty and talented, but lucky, too. For what more could any girl want than having Adolph Manjo in her very first picture? If they gave Olympia awards for acting, I'm sure Adolph would have one. As it is, he already holds all official and unofficial records as the best-dressed man in Hollywood. And since we're passing out medals, how about one for Arlene Judge as the all-American cutie, every college boy's girlfriend? As for those mad, mad Ritz brothers, well, words completely fail me. Even when I'm reviewing one of their pictures, I have to search the dictionary for adjectives, meaning slightly terrific or maybe just a little nuts. Bora Minovitz can't have a medal because there's no one in his class to compete with him. And Leah Ray doesn't need an award, not even with a voice like hers. And so here they are, not one, but eight in a million, with Sonia Henie playing the role of Greta Mueller, Adolph Manjo playing Tad Spencer, Arlene Judge playing Billy, the Ritz brothers playing Monkey Shine, and Bora Minowich playing his harmonica. Let's go. Lights, music, curtains.
One in a million. Our story concerns itself with Tad Spencer and his traveling troupe of players, singers, and dancers on a world tour, third class. Or is there anything lower? After a series of one-night stands, about three, I think, we find the troupe on a train in Switzerland, 1 hour from their destination, plowing their way through an alpine blizzard. The weather is 20 below, or is there anything lower than that? I think you've got something there, LeBourne. But anyway, as our curtain rises, we find Tad Spencer and his girls' band, up to their ears in furs and overcoats, going through a final rehearsal.
No, 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 no. Now, look, girls. We're not trying out for Major Bowes' hour. We've got an engagement, a paid engagement at the Grand Palace Hotel.
But we're frozen, Tad.
Our fingers are stiff.
We can't play.
Remember, you're musicians. You're artists. Nothing bothers you. Heat, cold, nothing.
Not even you.
I'd never expect that from you. Billy, if you weren't my wife. Now, listen, girls, I'm cold, too. But did I let that stop me from calling a rehearsal?
Ha!
No. So let's try again and see if we can't get a little life into it. Now, come on now. Give. One, two.
One in a million is lucky in love. One in a million is blessed from above. While others sought romance, I left it to fate. I never took a chance, the odds were too great. I've a conviction that I must be wrong. Stranger than fiction, you happened along. Though it's a million to one, it is true. My one in a million is you.
Much better, girls, much better. Nice work, Goldie. That number ought to lay the peasants in the aisle tonight. Who did that? Billy.
That note slipped on the ice.
I suppose I'm to blame for the heat going on the blink. I built these Swiss trains. I sent out an order this blizzard.
Well, maybe you didn't, but it sounds like you. Dad, I'm cold and hungry.
We'll be at the hotel soon. In an hour, we'll be warm and eating.
Yeah, each other.
Listen, there's Alan, Harry, and Jimmy in the next compartment. They're cold and hungry, too. But are they complaining? I better go and see.
Oh, forget about her. She won't show up.
Huh?
Oh, 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 I wish I was in the land of cotton. We are cold and feeling rotten. Look away, look away, look away. Down the heart of the river. I want the sun to take the moon. I want the sun to take the moon. I want the sun, the sun, the sun.
You think I'll get it?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, the sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home. In my old Kentucky.
Just a moment, boy.
I don't know.
Now, listen here. Talking about Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was a pretty tough hombre down there.
Yeah.
You know, I come from a ranching family.
Yeah.
My father was a rancher, and I'm the son of a rancher.
Yeah.
We remember they used to call you the Yukon Kid.
Yeah, but you can't pull the wool over my eyes.
Yeah.
Now, get a little closer, boys. And I'll tell you a little ditty. Come here, come here.
Ditty is.
They called me Arizona Jade from Mississippi. I was a mountaineer and always liked my yippee. I met a little girl who had an out of yippee. Her father lunged at me and kicked me in my yippee. Say, it's in my
yippee. Give me that little woman there. Yeah, boy.
Ran through off the mountain. Well, let me tell you something there, Bob. Get a little closer to me.
What is it?
You know. Did you hear a knock?
Knock again!
Who's there? Who's there?
It's Chichonia.
Chichonia who?
I don't want to play games. It's too cold out here.
Oh, yeah.
Why, his daughter.
Daughter!
Don't be harsh.
He has to come home again. Where have you been? You've been philandering. Philandering! Where have you been, babe?
In Canada.
Canada? Oh! Chichonia, get back to Dixie. Oh, Chichonia, get back to Dixie. Oh, Chichonia, get back to Dixie. Oh, Chichonia, Chichonia, Dixie. The temperature is dipping, and we are going dizzy. The boys of Mississippi are freezing. And that's why donkeys were born.
That's swell, boys. We'll use it for a closing number at the hotel. You can open for the Palm Beach routine.
Yeah, well, say, is this hotel joint got steam heat?
Steam heat? It's got everything. It says so in this folder.
Is that so?
Most beautiful hotel in Switzerland. Masterpiece of interior decoration. Furniture genuine Louis Kahn. Fireplace in every room. Food by the most famous chefs.
Huh? Wait a minute. Does it say anything about house detectives? Oh, I wish I was in a land of cotton. We are going to see.
Hold it, boys. Hold it.
Sounds like we got competition.
I'll fix that. You, over there. Come here. Listen, I'm doing some rehearsing and I can't hear myself. Silence! No speak English, eh? Well, get this. Ich habe a show und ich cannot rehearse if you're spielen. Capisce?
Huh?
That harmonica, that thing in your hand. Shut up.
Jawohl, ja.
No. Stop it for the love of...
Say, Tad, this guy's really good.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Colossal.
You really think so? Listen, you. Hold it. Genug. Genug. Listen, that's enough. How would you like a job with the greatest orchestra in Europe?
Huh?
Job. You will play my orchestra. Arbeit. Big money.
Well, anyway, money.
Yeah, sometimes.
Huh? Never mind. I'll have you talk that later. Oh, girls, come over here. Look, children, look at what I just dug up.
What'd you do with the headstone?
He's a marvel, Billy. Wait till you hear him before an audience. He'll kill him.
And we'll be held as accessories. Say nothing doing, Thaddeus Spencer. He's not coming with us. We've got enough mouths to feed.
Yeah, even though we don't feed him.
But this guy's got just what we need. Novelty. New blood. The crowd will eat him up.
If you hide his face and put some French dressing on him, I might do it myself.
Now, just listen to him for a minute. Come on, boy. Give him a sample. Go on, play it.
Huh?
Play, stupid.
Don't you try throwing him a fish. I'm going to pack.
Listen, how did I do it before? Let's see, I... Of course. Hey, you, shut up.
Jawohl, ja.
There it is, kids. My newest attraction. But we'll be getting in soon. You better all pack. Back to your compartments now.
Tad.
Yes, Goldie?
Tad, the old trouble again. My Charlie horse. I must have got it peddling the drum.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, sit down. I'll massage it.
Oh, thank you. Just a little harder, Tad. There, that's just right. You know, Tad, you have lovely hair. I love to run my fingers through it.
Yeah, but it's out to the splinters.
Billy!
Every time my back is turned, her ankle goes out of joint.
Well, I got a Charlie horse.
You couldn't dislocate your neck just once, could you, dearie?
Listen, Billy, I was only trying to...
Now, you listen to me. That dame's like athlete's foot. You never know when you're going to pick it up, and sooner or later you find your friends have it, too.
You've got it all wrong, Billy. I would
just... Shut up!
Jawohl, ja!
Goldie in his hair and Billy on his neck, but Tad's troubles had just begun. Arrived at the Grand Palace Hotel, the troupe got a warm reception. Very warm. In fact, the hotel had burned down the night before. Marooned in a world of white, everything looking mighty black, as they trudged 2 miles through the snow to a small tavern, the Red Lion Inn, run by Greta Mueller and her father. Arrived there cold, hungry, bedraggled, and broke. The whole troupe threatened to quit. They hadn't had a payday in months. No jobs, no nothing, only promises. And they were tired of them. Now, Tad had wriggled out of many a tight spot before, but this time it seemed that he was licked. As our scene opens, we find him walking near the lake with Billy, his constant wife, trudging along beside him.
Now, listen, Ted. Ever since dinner, you've been walking me around this lake. I'm so cold, even Clark Gable wouldn't melt me.
Keep quiet, will you? I've got to think.
Well, you better think fast. I never thought I'd be on the same side as Goldie, but the gang is perfectly right.
Our luck will change. It's bound to get better.
It couldn't get any worse.
All we need is a break. Just leave it to me. By tomorrow morning, I'll... Billy.
What is it? What are you staring at?
Look, out there on the ice.
Oh, it's only Greta skating with her father.
But she's marvelous. Dancing on ice. Dancing on ice. Beauty, grace, rhythm. All it needs is music. Billy, how would you like a chinchilla coat? How would you like sables? A dozen diamond bracelets?
Now, wait a minute. It can't be the heat. What are you talking about?
A vision. A vision that's going to make us $1 million.
That's piker dough. The last vision you had was for 10 million.
Yes, but this one is one in a million. Can't you see it, Billy? Dancing on ice. It's fresh, lovely.
Now, wait a minute, honey.
A ballet on ice. Greta dancing on skates. 100 Fred Astaires, 100 Pavlovas. A symphony orchestra, Toscanini directing.
Just a little love, a little kiss, and then I can only hope for nights like this again. My one dream came true in the middle of a moonlit world.
Tad had a great idea, and he lost no time in getting to work on it. But more of that later. In the meantime, Greta, completely unaware of this sudden interest in her, had returned to the inn and found a new guest. Listen.
Hello! Hello! Hey, where is everybody? Hello?
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, hello.
What can I do for you, please?
Well, that depends. Who are you?
I'm Greta Miller. My father owns the inn. And you?
Well, strangers called me Mr. Harris. Mother called me Robert when she was mad. People who like me called me Bob. And now tell me about yourself.
I've told you all there is.
No, well, that can't be. There must be more. What do you do when the sun's shining, when it's raining? What do you do when it's snowing? You don't just cook.
No, I also skate.
Oh, just cook and skate. Nothing else?
Dance.
Well, now, we ought to get someplace with that. I can't cook or skate, but I can dance.
Well, since you can't cook, I think I better. You must be hungry.
Now, wait a minute. Don't you want to hear something about me? Well, I was born in Weehawken, and I'm a newspaper man, Paris Herald. I'm up here to find out two things. Who set fire to the hotel last night? And who was the woman who escaped from the premier's room with nothing on but a mink coat? Couldn't possibly have been you, could it?
Oh, no. I haven't got the mink coat.
Oh, but you've got quite a collection of medals in that cabinet. Yours?
Oh, no. They are my father's.
The war?
No. He won them for skating on the ice.
Say, he must have been pretty good.
He was the best. He skated in the Olympics in 1908.
Did he win?
Yes, he won. And then he lost.
Well, but how could he do that?
You see, he had to return the trophies. The official said he was a professional. That he was paid to teach a rich man's son. But it wasn't true. Really, it wasn't. That is why I am so anxious to win.
Win? Win what?
The Olympics.
You mean you're going to skate in the Olympics?
I have worked for 13 years.
Oh, I get it. You're going to win back the trophies he lost. What a story. What a story. And here I am wasting my time on a fire. Listen, Greta, I'm on a new deal. I'm transferring to the sports page, and I'm staying there until the prettiest girl in Europe wins a skating event.
I think I should go and be afraid to talk about it.
Oh, I don't think so, Greta, because
who's afraid of love? It's something we sing about. I haven't the slightest doubt that life without is cold. Who's afraid of love? What else are we living for? How can anyone ignore the sweet story that's told? Those who found love know nothing more sweet to hear than the sound of I love you, you love me. So who's afraid of love? It's stuff of which dreams are made, and dreams can't make me afraid. Who's afraid of love?
Now back to Tad's brilliant idea. The first step, he phoned the manager of the casino at St. Moritz, a few miles away, gathered his entire troop, bundled Greta into a sleigh, and our next scene finds the crowd and the manager of the casino in tumultuous acclaim of her performance.
Monsieur, she is magnifique, extraordinaire. Monsieur, at this moment, I tell you your troop is hired.
And at this moment, I tell you that we want more money.
Of course, it is to be understood. Here is a check for tonight's performance.
Wait a minute, Ted. You mean you're getting paid for this?
Mr. Harris, did you ever try living off benefits?
Oh, but you can't do that. That's professional.
You keep quiet, Harris.
Ted, Billy, how was I? How did I do?
Marvelous, marvelous.
You slayed them.
Bodies all over the rink. But look, honey, in your next routine...
Now, there's not going to be any next routine. Come on, Greta, we're going home.
Hey, wait a minute, what's coming off here?
Greta's skates, they're coming off immediately. You've done her enough damage.
Damage? What do you mean, Bob?
Greta, they've made you a professional. You're probably ineligible for the Olympic Games.
No, that would break my father's heart.
Break his heart if you make $1 million?
He's been training Greta for 13 years to win the Olympics.
Now listen, what's more important, a silver-plated cup or a gold-lined future? If you think you can chisel in on this,
Mr. you'll... Mr. Harris, you're right. Tad just doesn't understand it. If you'll take Greta and I'll explain life to him.
Well, someone should. Come on, Greta.
What's the idea, Billy? Are you on his side?
Now, wait a minute. Listen, genius. You just talked yourself out of $1 million. At this moment, who ever heard of Greta Muller? Nobody. But if she wins the Olympics, she'll be as well known as Jack Dempsey or Lindbergh or Campbell's Soup. Don't you see? He's taking away a skater, and he'll give you back a world's champion.
And now, let's forget the story for a while. You'll get that when you see the picture anyway. And let's try something that's never been done before on radio. On a great silver screen at the back of the stage, an operator will flash one of the reels showing some of Sonia Haney's skating sequences. You'll hear the bands, the shouting crowds, the scrape of steel on ice, all from the soundtrack of the picture itself. All right, we're ready now. The lights are fading down. A white splash on the screen. And now, suddenly, the picture begins. Ladies and gentlemen, we find we're in the rink itself. The Olympic skating rink at Garmisch-Partenkirchen. Stands filled to overflowing, everyone wrapped warmly against the intense cold. Bands playing, spectators cheering, radio announcers flashing reports in a dozen different languages. Only the judges quiet and intent. The event has been hotly contested. It's narrowed down to Greta Muller and the French entry. The French girl has already done her last turn.
Miss Greta Muller.
And now, as she enters from a door at the far end, the crowd as a man rises to its feet with a great roaring welcome. Greta's wearing a short skating costume of royal purple velvet, collar and deep cuffs of white ermine, white gloves and a tiny cap of white ermine tails. She's in the center of the rink now, making her bow. Now she's off in her first figure, gliding, flying across the ice. Swift, graceful, lovely, the Sonia jump. A quick turn into the Campbell spin, whirling, whirling, almost too fast to follow. Down low, close to the ice, 1 foot straight in front of her. Now up again, a couple of foxtrot steps, a little graceful two-step, yes, dancing on ice, and then as she gets up speed, an axel falls and jump. Off the ice, 2 complete turns in the air, all at a dizzy speed. Little run on her toes now, flying figure, limbs spread like white, purple birds. Exquisite, graceful, breathtaking jump, ending in a slow scratch spin, whirling slowly and slowly. And now up again, whirling faster and faster until she jumps a purple blur against the ice. A magnificent performance. Now she finishes her routine and goes off skating backwards. The crowd goes mad. And, what's happening here? Say, this is not in the picture. But ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Zanuck and his boys are pulling a fast one. Somewhere from the studio heavens, little white flakes are floating down. By Mickey Mouse, it's snowing. Snow in California. And 2,000 people are on their feet, yelling their heads off. Say, this is one stunt we didn't expect. Really, we didn't. Oh, it's getting right down my collar. It's broken up our whole show, but it was worth it. The studio's going wild. 2,000 people on their feet, yelling and cheering and singing. Jingle bells, jingle bells. The flakes are falling thicker and faster as before they start throwing snowballs around here. Here's my parting shot. It looks like a white Christmas.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open
Adolf Monjou, Arlene Judge, Leah Ray, the Rich Brothers, Gora Menevich, Luella Parsons, and the host of others who helped make this one of the most exciting events in the history of Hollywood. It's still snowing. Daryl Zanuck, you should feel proud of your organization. We here in Hollywood are very proud of you. Say, Ken, what was that you started to tell me before the show? A
About store decorations?
Well, I don't know that I can think in the snow falling down on me, Dick, but I'll try. No matter where you travel or what time of year you go into any grocery store, you're always sure to see rows of Campbell's soups with their attractive red and white labels that brighten up the whole place. And when it comes to brightening up your appetite, there's one soup that women the world over buy more of than any other. And that's Campbell's tomato soup. And when a soup hits that high spot in the grocery store, it's a sure sign that it must hit the spot with everyone in the home, that it must have something that no other soup has. And that's Campbell's tomato soup to a T. It has the most sparkling, zestful flavor of any tomato soup you ever tasted. In fact, there's not another soup like it. And it's a great soup for right now. Gives you warmth and pep and a zest to do things. Ah, no fooling, but it's the finest interior decoration I know of. And you and your family will agree on that, too, the moment you taste it. Why not have it tomorrow for a tempting, nourishing lunch or supper? Say to your grocer in the morning, Campbell's tomato soup, please.
Lights out, everybody. Time's up. We've enjoyed having you with us. Next Friday, Christmas Day, Christmas night, we'll be back in our orchid room with a program of Christmas cheer. And your hosts, the makers of those fine Campbell soups, once again bring you their annual gift, Lionel Barrymore as Scrooge and Dickens' immortal Christmas Carol. We'll see you then. And remember, friends, there's never a cover charge in the Orchid Room for the friends of Campbell's Soups. Just ask your grocer tomorrow for Campbell's Tomato Soup, and we'll reserve a table for you in the Orchid Room next Friday night. And by the way, the snow is still falling down my collar from up above in the heavens here in the studio. Until next week, then, ladies and gentlemen, Campbell's, a good soup, bid you good night. Hollywood Hotel comes to you direct from Hollywood, California. The appearance of Dick Powell is by courtesy of Warner Brothers. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.